Okay, so first of all, we have to get really clear what we're talking about here. Let's take a circumstance where a territory has an IDNCCTLD delegated to it, and the registry manager is the same as the registry manager for the ASCII CCTLD. On that basis, right now, no problem. If, however, you had a circumstance where the IDNCCTLD were delegated to a different registry manager in that territory, and there are lots of reasons why that might be the case. I mean, if I could just pick on perhaps India as an example, with a wide range of languages spoken in regions that are far distant, it may very well be sensible for them to have a regionally based registry dealing with that particular IDNCCTLD. And you therefore have a circumstance where you have two CCTLD managers in India. And right now, our membership protocols and our council election procedures, etc., 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 are based on the very simple principle that there will be one CCTLD manager for every CCTLD, and there will be one CCTLD for every country or territory. So as part of the policy development process, the full policy development process, we will need to look at changes to our bylaws, the ICANN bylaws that relate to us, in order to take account of that fact. And we don't yet know how we are, what ideas we will come up with to deal with that.